This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor for VSLite and online producer for SatelliteToday.com. We're reporting today from NAB, and I am on the show floor with Mary Frost, CEO of Globecast. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today. Would you like to say a few words about Globecast?
Yes, Globecast has had a presence at NAB for as long as forever. And our booth has so many people in it, we're practically shoving each other out of the way. And the interest is partially to do with HD, partially to do with our totally installed new DTM fiber network that we're continually expanding to various points of the world. And we have just overcome a shortage of capacity, which we thought might cripple our business in Europe, but it's looking tremendously exciting. So this may be one of the most exciting years I've ever seen for both Globecast and for the industry. And IPTV is still coming along, and World TV is doing very well. We're pursuing alternative forms of distribution, and we haven't done press announcements yet, but we're working with the major telcos and the major cable. We're becoming what we envision, which is to be the go-to international provider of programming, and the idea is to take that around the world. So it's coming together. You know, you have nice strategy meetings, but now you start to see things happening.
So in terms of revenue drivers, you just mentioned HD, DTM, fiber network. Mm-hmm. What new areas of revenue do you think you'll be able to build in the coming year?
For the U.S. side, HD is growing very rapidly. It's coming on very strong. We have a worldwide World Wrestling Entertainment as a premier customer. They were originally going to start it in April, but they moved it up to January. We had 17 days to implement. And now we've snagged several other contracts with HD. HD Syndication, HD Sports globally is coming on pretty well. And we're building out global capability to do HD, both permanent and for occasional. So the business is finally here. That's what's exciting about it, is where you finally see it. You knew it was coming, and then you start getting real traction. So that was one category. And then, of course, a healthy company always has multiple streams of revenue. So the other thing is we, in different pockets of the world, we've been doing IPTV, mobile telephony. And actually, I'll ask Matthew Rosenstein to just give you a quick overview.
We can't give too many specifics away at the moment. Now, we already handle 100 channels for Orange's IPTV platform in France and over 60 channels for Orange's mobile TV platform in France, plus a number of channels in the UK for their mobile TV platform. And the chairman of Orange France Telecom, Didier Lombard, just announced that Orange is going to reach even more eyeballs by moving into DTH in addition to their existing IPTV mobile TV platforms. So they're really looking to cover every platform. And of course, wherever content delivery is involved, Globecast is Orange's partner, so we've been working very closely with them in their expansion to the satellite realm.
So going back to DTH, which is World TV with their 200-plus channels, and we have a platform also in the UK, and now you'll see it France under the Orange business arena. We still see a very healthy industry for direct-to-home and also with alternative distribution. Though slower rollout for that, I would say.
How do you feel about the growing competition in the U.S. pay TV market regarding World TV?
I like competition. It keeps you edgy. It keeps you on your toes, and you better know that you provide a greater value to the customer. We have worked very hard in the last two or three years. We have an excellent customer call center. We have complete warehouse and shipping capabilities. We're building a strong marketing research department, so we're actually bringing together all of the capabilities that a broadcaster needs to succeed in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about putting your signal up on the satellite. It's really, how do you succeed? How do you get into the U.S. market, and how do you become successful in the U.S. market, and what are all those components that people don't think about, but they're real drivers to staying in the U.S. market and becoming successful? So that's where we're kind of focused, as being the value-added provider. So yes, I like competition.
Do you think the competition could take a part of your market away, or are you pretty confident that you'll be able to keep growing in this market despite this new competition coming in?
I would not be so arrogant as to presume that competition can't take away some of your market. However, the market is growing and the capacity is tight. So that's a very positive sign. You know, as the technology becomes smaller, cheaper, more accessible, more entries can get into the marketplace. So I don't really see it as you have a finite number of capabilities. The U.S. market's huge, and there are so many underserved markets. And so we find the bouquets or putting together a group of thematic channels is really very useful, and that's what people are looking for now, is to have a greater value to what they're doing. So a one-off channel, perhaps, but a group of channels is sort of the trend or the direction things are going. And that means more.
You were talking earlier about cable and telcos, and in 2006 you did a deal with Verizon. Are you looking to do other deals with telcos in the U.S. and outside the U.S.?
Yes.
Are you seeing any new trends in the broadcasting area?
The broadcasters are still consumed with the transition from analog to digital in February of next year, with putting HD in place. And they had to do the infrastructure, the routerings of the company, and now, and the cameras. So you see, all sports is HD, news is primarily HD, and that's the revenue drivers for the local TV stations. And then now you're starting to see it in more of the thematic channels and other areas. So it's just starting to really happen. It's not a new trend. The tidal wave is finally reaching that overwhelming peak. 2008 was the year. Those flat TV screens are moving, and hopefully the recession will not cramp its style too much. I think we'll all wait and see if that's the case, but that's driving whole other industries. For instance, in France, all the post office digital signs are Globecast. That's what we do. Or retail. But just think about wherever you go, you start seeing flat screens everywhere, and you start thinking about how do you manage that content, and that's the software that we have. So digital signage is a trend, often connected to a broadcaster. These big conglomerates have everything, right? The Disney parks, the Time Warner, the Universal Studios. So anybody who has content is looking to first probably broadband and then put them on mobile sets, and then the next wave will be in conjunction with the digital signage.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to tell us about today?
I think this is a great show, and I hope you have a really successful time here, because we are.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Sure.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.